Welcome to How to Build a Tank. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. Today, we are going to talk about how Democrats create moats for big business. And I was thinking about this because I was listening to a guy named Howard Marks and how he was talking. He was coming out against AOC's policies of wanting to tax the rich astronomical amounts. And he's right. We shouldn't be doing that. That would devastate the economy. She doesn't know what the heck she's talking about. Or she does know what she's talking about and she's a liar and trying to be deceitful. Either way, obviously, that is a terrible idea. But he does not have clean hands. And I want to talk about that. And I want you to understand, as a small business person, as somebody looking to start a business, on what the game is with big business and big government. So we're going to get into that today. We're going to listen to what he said and discuss it a little bit. Before we do, I want you to know how to get one of these sweet HTBT mugs. They're great. They hold fluid perfectly, like any good mug would. I love it. It's awesome. And you'll be helping support our show, and you'll help support the network we're on, the Cross Politic Network, soon to be the Fight Laugh Feast Network. You can go over to crosspolitic.com. If you become a member, you put in the memo field HTBT. You will get a ton of benefits. You'll get exclusive content. Toby Sumter just came out with his Bible study through Proverbs, and there's so much more. On top of that, you'll get a free HTBT mug, like the one I drink every episode, or at least most episodes. Sometimes I forget to get my HTBT mug. That's like the blasphemy on the podcast world, pretty much. So go over, become a member, come alongside of us as we are proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus. We are fighting against socialism, crazy tax policies, against abortion, against the evils of this world. So pray about it. Come alongside of us and help us as we are growing this network, as we are bringing on new shows. I mean, there's so many good shows out there. Just AD is killing it with his. Keith had a great second episode. I just loved it. Check those out if you haven't checked them out already. And lastly, 24/7 QBO. They give you white glove customer service for all your QuickBook needs. And I know, because it's getting close to tax season, that you have QuickBook needs. So give them a call, look them up. They will help you set up your QuickBooks and figure out any issues that you maybe have that you're panicking about in your last minute with your financial statements or whatever it is with the widgets that they have. Get the most out of your QuickBooks subscription by having these experts on your team. Go over to 24/7 QBO and give them a call and get a taste of the white glove customer service. Don't forget about our small business. I guess it's not small business. I shouldn't say that at all. A business plan contest. Ending March 31st, if you have a small or a big business, if you work for a small business or a big business, write a business plan with your idea of the business you work for and submit it, and you'll get a bag full of swag of HTBT stuff, and you'll get interviewed on the show. You'll get to meet me, which is a great experience, and you get free advertising. So there's like nothing better than that, and you won't get taxed for the prizes of being interviewed by me, because, you know, the government can't put a price on an interview on this show, and so you're not gonna get taxed for it. That's like the best prize that you get. I don't know if you know this, but most of your prizes that you win, you get taxed like 50%. So we won't do that to you because we care. If you have any questions about that contest, if you have any questions about business, about economics, about the shirt I wear, whatever it is, you can reach out to me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Give me a follow over there. And you can email me, matthowtobuildatent.com. All right, so who is this Howard Marks guy? And why do we care what he has to say? Well, he's a billionaire. And billionaires have a lot of leverage. And they put their hand in a lot of different things, like politics, like the economy, which are both things that impact us. And is a great incentive for us to strive after and to emulate these men who've gotten to this status so that we can put forth our agenda and our values. So we need to listen to what they're saying because they do have influence and they make impacts on people. The Soroses of the world, the Marx of the world. He's a guy, he started in Citibank. He went over to an asset management company called TCW, and he co-founded a company where he's at now called Oaktree Capital Management Group, and he's been managing assets there. He's number 374 richest American. He has $1.91 billion, and that is $1 billion. That has a lot of influence, as we will see. So he was being interviewed and he was talking about coming out against AOC's crazy socialist policy. So let's give it a, that a listen.
Well, in recent years, of course, economic growth has been slow. The tide has not been lifting all boats. Income inequality has expanded. The people who are not benefiting from that income inequality are sore, understandably. And so I think there is a rising tide of anti-capitalism, and we should be concerned about that. We have a machine in this country that makes it successful, based on democracy, our freedoms, and also, I think, the economy and the way it operates in a free market mode. And, you know, the cost of capitalism is that there are some people who succeed a lot and some people who don't succeed. And that's undesirable. I think we should have a safety net for them, but I still think we shouldn't throw out the system.
And there's two types of inequality. There's income inequality, what people are actually paid to do a job, and there's wealth inequality, which is the value of the assets,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
Do you think the Fed's policies have exacerbated wealth inequality?
Well, clearly they have. I mean, it's been a it exacerbate makes it sound like they shouldn't have done it. They did, to get us out of the global financial crisis, what they had to do. A side effect of that was asset inflation, which, of course, only benefited the people who own assets. And that has created a widening of the net worth gulf.
I just love that guy. This is a video clip really cracks me up because he talks about how capitalism is a good thing. And then he goes on to talk about how we should have socialist policies like safety nets. And then in the very next thought, he talks about the bailouts with the banks and how they got the safety net, which makes you wonder, who is he talking about that safety net? Is he really talking about social programs for the poor, socialist policies to redistribute wealth, or is he talking about bailouts for himself? Oh man, that guy is just a piece of work. And he is one of the many billionaires who supported this fine lady.
Now, here's what I want to do. I have said nobody who makes less than $250,000 a year, and that's the vast majority of Americans, as you know, will have their taxes raised, because I think we've got to go where the money is. And the money is with people who've taken advantage of every single break in the tax code. And yes, when I was a senator, I did vote to close corporate loopholes. I voted to close, I think, one of the loopholes he took advantage of when he claimed $1 billion loss that enabled him to avoid paying taxes. I want to have a tax on people who are making $1 million. It's called the Buffett rule. Yes, Warren Buffett is the one who's gone out and said somebody like him should not be paying a lower tax rate than his secretary. I want to have a surcharge on incomes above $5 million. We have to make up for lost times, because I want to invest in you. I want to invest in hardworking families. And I think it's been unfortunate, but it's happened, that since the Great Recession, the gains have all gone to the top. And we need to reverse that. People like Donald, who paid zero in taxes, zero for our vets, zero for our military, zero for health and education. That is wrong. And we're going to make sure that nobody, no corporation and no individual, can get away without paying his fair share to support our country.
Mr. Trump, I want to give the...
I'm sorry, I should have given you like a parental advisory or some kind of preparation that you were going to see Hillary Clinton. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me and do not hate me and not watch the show. I will from now on warn you when she is going to be on the screen or in your ears. I love Rush Limbaugh has the perfect description of Hillary Clinton. She reminds every ex-husband of their ex-wife. And that is just the perfect way to describe her, and it's probably really mean, so that is probably not kind. But this guy, Howard Marks, is supporting this kind of rhetoric, these kind of policies, this kind of politician. It's the exact same progressive elitism that he's railing against now with AOC. So shut up, Mark. You don't know what you're talking about. Or no, you do know what you're talking about. You're just a big hypocrite. And you have no right to come out and advocate against these socialist policies when you're paying a progressive $100,000 in campaign fees, along with supporting the Democrat Party and a ton of other organizations as well in the 2016 election. And that's not even going back before that. So you have been supporting the very policies that you are scared about now. He is a crony capitalist. He loves progressives. But the problem with loving progressives is that when you're playing with fire and it's going to come back and bite you, they eat their own in every single instance, because they're an all-consuming rage of passion and emotions without logic. Now, let me tell you for a second, you'd be like, why would a billionaire support and give money to someone like Hillary Clinton, who is advocating for a millionaire tax? And I'm gonna tell you, it's this reason and this reason alone. Because big governments create moats around big business. Big governments create moats around big business. And what do you mean by that? I mean this. And this is really important for you starting a business, thinking about starting a business, and what state you're in even, and just the benefits of what country you are in, and why America did so great for so long when it had a limited government. When you have a big government, you have a government that's going to impose regulations. Now, I'm not against all regulations. There should be some regulations, but the government should be facilitating a free market. They should be facilitating freedom of choice and those kinds of things. They should be against monopolies if they are taking advantage of the system and making the economy poor. That's completely different than what these socialists are talking about. But they do have these. So what we have today are a crazy amount of regulations, and big businesses lobby for more regulations. Why do you think they would do that? It's because they can afford to comply with the regulations. They can afford a big staff of lawyers. They can afford going through all the paperwork. But you know who can't afford a big staff of lawyers, a big staff of in-house lawyers, and going through all of that paperwork? Are startup companies. And that is one of the ways that you create a moat. Because when you are making your decision to enter a market, one of those things you have to think about is regulations. If you are doing the business plan contest, that's a consideration that you note. If you are in the financial industry, if your business is going to be going through and a regulated market like that, or a regulated industry, you need to talk about and think about how you're going to navigate through those regulations, because it's costly. It causes you to take up time and resources to comply. And that's time and resources, a way that you could be developing a new product to be innovative, to add value to your end user, your customer, however you call it, depending on your industry. And while the big business is having the bureaucratic machine rolling, they have their systems down and they're just continuing to keep up with the regulations while you are spending your precious limited resources that you don't have compared to those big businesses. Also, the bureaucracy is their best friend. Startups are flexible, they get around, they're changing, they're pivoting, and they can adapt really quickly. A big business is comfortable in bureaucracy. It's comfortable, they are protected, and they know how to navigate through bureaucracy. They have connections, they have money, they have power, they have lobbyists. It's things that small businesses don't. And small businesses try to counter that with their small business associations, but it is no match with the billionaires and the big businesses. And then lastly, the tax burdens. They like having high taxes because they have expensive lawyers that can get write-offs and go through the tax code and implement and have lobbyists implement loopholes that you won't get, or you won't see as a small business doing your own taxes, that these big businesses do. So they love big government, and that is why most billionaires are Democrats, or support Democrats like our buddy here, Howard Marks, because it creates a moat and a safety net. Yeah, they might have to pay a little more or they might have to hire more people, but in the long term, they are going to maintain their lifestyle. They are going to have those bailouts when they get in trouble from the government and leave the little guy on his own in his poor, broke 401k where he loses all his money. But, you know, so that is why they support big government and they support Democrats. And what is happening now is this AOC, she's not like Hillary Clinton. She actually believes this stuff, I think. She may. I'm assuming she does. She seems like she does. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I mean, she is pretty dumb to believe it. But she believes it. And so she's coming after them. And she's not going to be bought off like the Clintons are. And I think that's why he's scared. And I think that's why someone like the CEO of Starbucks, or the was the CEO before he stepped down, is thinking of running for president, because he is scared that these Democrats, these progressives, are going too far and they're going to come after them. So how does talking about this make you successful? Well, when you understand the forces that you are going up against, it really helps you be able to strategize and plan. There, you have advantages as a small business. You have advantages as someone who doesn't have as much to lose. And sometimes that seems like it's a big negative. Like, I don't have as much money as, you know, Apple with $250 billion on hand or however much it was. But on the flip side is you can take risks that if you fail or the risk doesn't pay off and litigation happens or whatever, you have no assets to risk. So you can try things. You can go into the gray areas. Hopefully you have legal advice for this, that big businesses aren't willing to take the risk on, because if you get sued as a small business with no assets, you're not going to get sued because you have no assets and it's not worth anybody taking the time to sue you. But a big business with a lot of assets is way more conservative, because even if they would win the lawsuit, just spending money on litigation is a loss for them in their eyes, because they have the system, they have low margins, and they just don't want to get there. So you can use that to your advantage and understand like what is happening and try to navigate around that. And understand that supporting people like this, politicians that are giving, are putting more power into the federal government, is going to hurt you in the long run. I don't know how many Democrats or liberals listen to this show, but let me tell you this. The big businesses and the big billionaires like Howard wants to have all the power in one place, because it's a lot cheaper to pay off one city, Washington, D.C., than 50 cities, all the state capitals. If all the power was in the states, then it would be a lot harder for big businesses to get the favors, the subsidies, the benefits that they get, because it wouldn't make as much sense to pay them off all 50 states. You're basically increasing their lobbyist costs by 50x. That's a big jump. So understand that the more you put power into Washington, D.C., the more this corrupt crony capitalism is going to happen. And then thirdly, understand the cost-benefit analysis. Every time you do something, you should do a cost-benefit analysis. Is the benefit of what you're doing worth the cost? And as these people increase regulations, increase the requirements for healthcare, and how much you have to pay in benefits to your employees, and how much paperwork you have to go through, and how many attorneys that you need to hire to make sure that you're doing everything in compliance with all the regulations and all the agencies that have been created, all of that raises the cost and leaves the benefit where it's at, which makes it less likely for people to enter the market and makes society less competitive. And it gives us less benefit and makes us less wealthy. I should say, it makes the industry less competitive, which is a negative to the society, because we want competition. Competition is healthy. It lowers prices. It increases quality every time. So yesterday I talked about the Fed and just their operations and how it's crony capitalism. So this is another aspect, another wing of the crony capitalism that we have become, is these billionaires with their lobbyists and their big businesses are disadvantaged. They're giving us a disadvantage as a small business, as entrepreneurs, so that they can continue their income, they can continue their business, their cash flow, and they don't have to worry about disruption. But the funny thing is it's kind of happening anyways. I'm not talking about the socialist, but I'm talking about technology, and technology has really flipped these guys and thrown them for a loop, because no matter how many laws you write, technology is going to always out-innovate and out-flank you. And they're always going to be able to get around the loopholes of the laws. So that's a kind of interesting thing, too. And look for technology, if you are into technology companies, to look for ways to use technology that gets around the rules. I know a lot of companies that do that and have been breaking traditional powerhouses. I mean, like Uber, for example, and how they were able to break through into New York and the taxi cab industry just around the world. All right, we're running out of time, so we'll just leave it at that. If you have any questions, comments, reach out to me, How to Build a Tent. You can find me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. I hope this encourages you to do your research, to be engaged in politics, to run for local politics yourself, to instruct and teach your kids of the dangers of this crony capitalism. And I hope it encourages you to strive to become that successful billionaire as well. After all, this show's about how to make you successful. All right, we'll talk to you next week. God bless.